you got a job as a piano mover.
Yeah, they said I couldn't carry a tune. I hear you once were a boxer.
I sure was. I'll never forget the first time I stepped into the ring. The crowd yelled, the women screamed, place went wild. I forgot my shorts.
Hello, Mr. Car Salesman.
Oh, hello, Father. You interested in buying a new car?
Well, yes. Being a priest, I must get around to my parishioners and...
I got just the car for you. How do you like this one, huh?
Why, it's beautiful. How many miles to the gallon?
How many miles to the gallon? Just a second. I'll call out into the shop and ask Harry. Oh, Harry! How many miles a gallon for the one on the floor?
30!
It's the Reverend!
16!
Hey, waiter! Waiter, there's a dead fly in my soup.
Ooh! It's the boiling water that kills them, sir.
Worst jokes of the week with Boone and Erickson. Never tire of those worst jokes.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, listen to this.
What's this?
Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. We're dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. All the fields we go, laughing all the way.
Here's a cut from history.
Charles Boone and Roger Erickson. Sir Charles Boone and Roger Erickson.
No, Sir Charles and Sir Roger.
Sir Charles and Sir Roger.
No.
Sorry. Sir Charles Boone and Sir Roger Erickson.
1981 at the Royal Wedding in London, England. Boone and Erickson.
Honest to gosh, that was an exclusive club up there overlooking the parade.
That was brunch on the day Jan, of the Royal Wedding.
Jan Allen went ahead and talked this guy allowing us in, but we had to find out, they had to find out that we had some distinguished qualities if we, you know, and so she said there.
And they realized we had none.
So Charles Boone. Boone works in England, but Erickson.
They were a little surprised at that. Yeah. There's so many great people here, and, you know, we had two fantastic producers here and one on the phone, and Ms. Lebedoff is here.
Judy Lebedoff.
Hugh, her husband, and it's so great. Clate, our former manager, good to have you with us, sir. And Susan, what a wonderful group of people, all my family, and there's so many people here, I'm afraid I'm going to miss one. Rob Brown, one of our greatest promotion men ever on CCO. Has his own business. What is it? Brown and Black?
Communications.
Brown Communications?
On the labels and underwear.
Oh, well, why not?
Remember every year we'd go out on Farm City Day, and we'd go out and broadcast from a farm?
Yes.
And then go to the city? But he would go out. Our broadcast started at 5 in the morning, right? He'd be out setting out signs just as he leaves the Twin Cities on how to find the farm.
Every telephone pole.
It might be 50 miles away, he's got signs. Yeah?
I wasn't too good on the farm until I met Carol.
I thought you did well.
Well, I finally got it together.
Yeah.
But there's Les Heen, who's president of Pioneer Television out there in Appleton, Minnesota, covers the whole western part of Minnesota. Good to see you, sir.
And he and I are great antique tractor fans.
That's right. You both are?
Yes.
You still have yours?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You got a new one?
Yeah, coming.
Coming. Oh, terrific.
What is it?
It's a Ford 860.
A Ford 860.
Yeah. What year is that?
About 1955.
Well, I'm glad you didn't get anything new. And his wife Barbara's here. She's an attorney, and the two children, Christopher, who's getting tall. You're taller than Carol now. My goodness. And little Eric was here a moment ago in the red sweater. And my family's here. And in case you missed it, Eric and Jamie and Hadley and Luke and David and the whole gang and Christopher and Shelley and Calvin and Charlie. Great to have you all with us this morning. It's a very special day for me. Special day for you?
Special day. Absolutely. I'm glad to be part of it, even though
I'm glad you were part of it.
It's your
part
deal.
Of my life.
Well, I know, but it's your deal. You're the one retiring. I retired a few years ago.
But you're still doing it.
Huh?
And you will do it again in June.
Yeah, it's always fun out there at the old log.
Oh, it's great at the old log.
We haven't even thought of a theme yet.
Well, we'll think.
But we don't worry about that until the day before.
or a couple of days before,
yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. What time we got? 8:40. Oh, we got time.
Sure.
And Tenenbaum, it's warming up. They're getting a big blizzard in England. Heathrow Airport's closed in. Biggest snow they've had in a decade.
What's going on here?
Crazy. It's.
By the way, did you notice that is, you publicly announced you're retiring just a couple of weeks ago?
Yes.
Okay. Shortly after that, everything went to pot. I mean, the Metrodome, the top flops.
Well, that's true.
Right?
That's true. Yeah.
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 And it, you know,
everything's pending on tomorrow night with Monday night with the Bears.
The Bears.
And the Bikes.
Now people have to understand when they're going, they aren't used to being outside.
That's true.
When I was at the U, it was all outside.
Sure.
And as it got late in the season, usually it was cold and sometimes
with Bud
snow.
Grant.
Well, yeah, right.
He wouldn't let them use hand warmers.
That's right. But what you got to do is just dress up. Do they still have snowmobile suits anymore?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they do.
Wear a snowmobile. If it's cold, maybe it's not going to be cold.
Roger taught me that because I had lived in California for so many years. And then in Fargo, they're very fashionable in Fargo. And I came down here and he said, I'll tell you what. It's not the weather. It's what you wear. It's the clothes.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right.
Cap with ear flaps.
Why was I dressed last night? Nobody could recognize me. I had a scarf over my face and a hat down over my eyes and a big sleeping bag overcoat.
Yep.
And I was on the Holidazzle float.
Mm-hmm.
And I missed Charlie and Calvin. They couldn't join me.
Right.
Because they had a couple of other celebrities there, but we had a good time. It was cold, but it was okay.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful sight, all those LED lights and flashing.
Oh, yeah.
It's quite an experience downtown.
Yeah.
So, what are you going to do in your retirement?
I don't know yet.
I got to learn how to do it from you.
No, it's very simple. Everything falls into place.
It does.
Oh, it does, yeah. You'll find yourself very busy.
I've increased
my... You keep yourself busy anyway.
Well, I am busy, yes.
Yeah, you're playing tennis every day?
Yes.
You do reading for the blind?
Yeah. Is there anyone here from the Communication Center for the Blind? Because I got a check from Pat Stofers of Holiday Vacations. Gave me a check. You gave it from him.
He sent it to me and said, bring it to Charlie in the morning. And he insisted that you not mention it, his name. He wanted to be...
Oh, I'm glad you told
because
me that. I won't mention it.
He says, I don't want it to look like I'm...
Yeah, I understand. Pat's like that. He's a wonderful guy.
But anyway, you did, so it's okay.
I won't mention it. Okay. it's 8:42, 10 above in our Twin Cities. Beautiful day. And pick up a Pioneer Press, St. Paul Pioneer Press. If you go across the bridge, it's half price. It's cheaper, right?
Yeah.
Today it's probably for nothing, but there's a pretty good picture of one of your partners.
Yes.
Yeah. Boone and Erickson here on WCCO on Charlie's Final Day.
While we're on the subject of food, Martin Scan is here. And we're going to find out once and for all, Martin, about British food. Is it as terrible as so many say?
Who says? It certainly isn't. I think in the last 5 years we've come a long way in food in this country. There's been a revolution and there's no doubt about it. The standard of food has improved tremendously, particularly at the hands of individual people who've been opening special restaurants and special hotels. There's been a galaxy of people opening very good places, particularly outside London again.
But even apart from the food, the French cooking, Italian, and so on that you have here in London, British food in general has taken a bad rap. I think it started with the French. Don't the French think that British can't cook?
That's true, but we can.
Yeah.
The French think nobody can do anything.
That's right. what might an American like to try if they ever get to London that is really something you know that they're really going to like?
In the way of food or in the way of a restaurant?
In the way of food.
In the way of food. Well, I think it's rather unfair for an American to come here wanting to eat beef and as he would do at home. I think he's coming here to try something that he can't have at home, something that's different. And
first of all, as far as beef is concerned, this is a seafaring nation, has been for centuries, and seafood is fantastic.
Well, seafood's good, but we have very good beef from Scotland. I think
beef
it's the
from Scotland,
beef in the
see,
world.
Of course.
Okay.
We can thank our producer for the royal wedding, Jen Allen, for bringing in that cut all about food in England. Mm-hmm. In 81, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And they suggested maybe we should go again for...
I would think it's a natural. I mean, we've got the experience.
That's true. We've been there before.
Yeah, we can crash another party. It'll be fun.
Excellent. Yeah. We have two young men who are auditioning for WCCO Radio. Calvin Boone and Eric Heen. Who's first?
I'll go first. Scattered snow showers, cloudy with a high near 14, wind chill values between minus 5 and 3, west wind around 9 miles per hour, chance of precipitation is 30%.
Oh! Hey! Now here's the next contestant to the stars, Eric Heen.
Tonight, flurries, cloudy with low around 0, wind chill values between negative 3 and negative 8, west-southwest wind between 3 and 7 miles per hour.
Very good. Yeah. Hey, you guys win. Well, Nick, you got a couple of bright ones on the way up.
Yep.
And I appreciate that, gentlemen. Thank you.
Yep.
And little Charlie over there is going to say hi. Hi, Charlie. That's Charlie Boone.
Heen and Erickson sounds like a good team.
What's that?
Heen and Erickson.
Heen and Erickson, yeah, a good team. You're right. Excellent. Excellent. What a day this has been.
Howard Viking.
Howard Viking is on there. Which number? Are you going to put him on? Good. Howard.
Yes.
Good morning.
To you and to Charlie Boone. Is Charlie there?
I am right here.
Charlie, you old son of a gun, you're going to hang it up, huh?
I'm going to hang it up, Howard, and I always think of you because you were the first one that gave me a helping hand here at WCCO in 1959. You helped me move or something you did, I know, and you were such a good friend.
I was working with United Van Lines, and I helped you move down to Fargo.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes, and you were my mentor.
I hate that. Mentor sounds so damn old and senior.
Well, what word could we use?
Charlie, congratulations.
Thank you.
You and your partner there, Roger, made that station what it is today, along with the likes of Cedric Adams and DeHaven and Joyce Lamont.
And Howard Viking.
Baloney.
Oh, no baloney.
You know, no baloney.
I read where Mitch Miller passed away finally at 100, and I thought, you know, you made Mitch Miller.
Yeah, well.
Sing along with Mitch.
Sing along with Mitch. That was something else. And, well, that's beside the point. But you've done so much for that whole damn community. What's Carol going to do with you now on Saturday mornings?
I'll play tennis.
You're still playing tennis?
Oh, of course. I increased it to 5 days a week now.
Were you playing with Steve Cannon? What?
No, poor Steve has gone to the tennis court in the sky.
I know he has.
No, I'm playing with a bunch of old guys.
Oh, terrific.
They're a little younger than I am, but they're
tremendous.
Yeah.
Right.
They're in their 60s and 70s.
Say, is Carol still giving you cello lessons?
Well, she's hinted that I better open up that cello and get it tuned.
Hey, when you take cello lessons, does it make you bow-legged?
Make you bow-legged? I haven't tried that yet.
I'll bet you look cute on the tennis court.
I bet I do.
Yeah.
Well, listen, great to hear from you, and say hi to Mary. And
congratulations.
We hear so many people are running into you. The whole, all the snowbirds in Naples, Florida, that amounts to a lot of people.
You'll be doing a lot of work now with the museum, won't you?
With the Broadcast Museum,
yeah,
and also,
right, yeah.
Yes, and also volunteering with Services to the Vine.
Let me tell you something about Howard.
Yeah.
When I was first here, I finally had a chance to do one of those five-minute newscasts,
yes.
5 to 9.
Uh-huh.
Howard had his show, and I told him I was so nervous because I had just gotten here.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to make sure everything was all right. I got up early, brushed my teeth and everything, as I started out the door, I realized I brushed my teeth with some hair oil. You know, one of those hair things with a... And so I told Howard about it.
Yeah.
And so Howard said, and now here's a new young announcer who is going to do the news after having shaved with hair oil.
And brushed his teeth with hair oil.
Yeah,
great.
And he let the whole...
He told the whole world.
Then I couldn't do the news.
Well,
I either laughed or I cried.
I don't know if I ever told you, Howard, but on my way back from an audition with WDGY back to Fargo, I heard you on the air, and I thought, what am I doing? I heard you, and I said, there's the station I want to be with, and you know the result.
Well, there you are.
Yeah, you did it.
How many years?
Be 52 in July.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, Mary's out in the kitchen making Christmas cookies, and tell Joyce Lamont she's using one of her recipes.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Great to hear from you, Howard.
Congratulations, Charlie.
Thank you, sir.
Goodbye.
Howard sounds exactly the same, doesn't he?
He really does.
That's fantastic. Oh, we're getting close to that hour. 8:50 right now, 8:51. We have 10 above, heading for the mid-teens, and maybe some snow by football night. I don't know. We'll get the weather when we get the news in just minutes here on WCCO. I want to say hello to Larry Hagan in just a moment.
Is that you, Santa Claus?
That's me, yeah. I want to thank Dennis Matuzak, our studio coordinator, and Wendy Paulson, our program director. Also, Steve Inc., our producer this morning. And before we leave, I got to say hello to one of my dear friends. His father was my surrogate father. Larry Hague Sr. was head of this whole shebang and was a marvelous man. And we remember him with such fondness. And you worked with us and finally went on to bigger things, Pillsbury and then Wells Fargo. And you finally retired.
I did.
And
if Dad were here today, I think he would say, as much as this is about Charlie, it's really about the audience.
It is indeed.
Because they vote for you every day. And the courtesy and the respect that you have shown for the taste and intelligence of the audience, I think, in the end, has been the defining factor in your career. The intimate knowledge of the audience, the way you are immersed in the community, the love you have for the listeners. When I was a boy growing up here at the station, I watched you and Roger at the State Fair, and I watched how you would interact with the listeners on and off the air. And that taught me a great lesson, and it's a great lesson for anybody in retail, that you have to know the audience and be immersed in it. You can't program this station from New York City. You have to be here among the people, and you have to know what it's like to be a mother or dad and dress the kids for school in the winter. You have to experience what it means to be part of CCO land. And Charlie, you have done that, and Roger has done that, and I speak for Clay Kaufman and all the wonderful people here at CCO. This is the magic and the mission and the public service of great local radio. Charlie, thank you.
Thank you. Larry Hague, Jr., appreciate that. I got to thank all of you, audience listening, wherever you are. And I want to thank Mick Anselmo for being with such a great leader and boss here at CCO, and I want to thank all of you, dear people, dear friends, dear family. This has been a heartwarming experience, maybe one of the most of my entire life. It's been great. Charlie Boone signing off, last day on WCCO Radio. It's been great. Thank you for the gift. My friend.